purslane has long been regarded by many as a weed, but can be a nice addition to your landscape today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
I read once that many flowering plants we use in our landscapes are really only one or two steps out of the ditch. This is especially true for some of the new varieties being introduced to the market. Purslane is one of the newer plants that I've been interested in, but is really an old plant. It's a succulent that thrives in high summer temperatures and perfect for the landscape. Purslane is a larger and more robust version of its relative, the popular bedding plant Portulaca. Some of the better flowering selections are in the Rio series, and colors include rose, scarlet, apricot orange, yellow, and white. The 2-inch wide flowers have a tropical look with bright yellow stamens. Rio purslanes will grow up to 8 inches tall and spread to 18 inches, so space them 12 to 15 inches apart in the landscape. The stems are purplish green, and the leaves are a bright green, and always plant in the full sun. It's important to allow the well-drained amended landscape soil to dry out moderately between waterings. Rio purslanes work great in patio planters and hanging baskets. Regular pinching will keep the plants dense and full. Purslane is a culinary herb in many parts of the world. The succulent leaves are rich in iron and can be eaten raw when young. It's commonly found in Italian, Greek, Central American, and Middle Eastern cuisines. Purslane is a beautiful old plant that is worth trying in every Mississippi landscape. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.